This argument, though, about Naira paving the way for corruption has been not only proffered by the opposition, but a few individuals and organizations who sometimes the media refer to as civil society, but a few of them are really supporters of the opposition. These organizations, sir, and individuals were eerily silent not too long ago, or issued wishy-washy statements with absolutely no call for decisive action when it was disclosed that a company owned by a senior PNP member was implicated in a multi-million dollar tax evasion scandal. But some of these organizations and individuals have been most loud and vocal on the Naira bill, a bill that has not yet been passed into law, and they argue that it is because they are concerned about corruption. So having addressed the genuine concern of Jamaicans, to those who do not appear sincere, I say, your inconsistency is loud, your partisanship is clear, and that is why you have a credibility deficit, and many well-thinking Jamaicans do not take you seriously.